want to talk about the guys going over to Iraq. My husband's been in the military 18 years, and that last lady who is on the air said, send our troops home. Well, I can tell you, any infantry soldier, they will tell you they want to be there. And they want to go fight the good fight. But what I have a problem with is I hear soldiers going over there 4 or 5 times already. My husband's been once. What's up with that? You know, they need to rotate these soldiers so they're going over evenly, and some soldiers haven't been. They have been in the military 16, 17 years, even 5 years, and they want to go. And then there's soldiers who have been 4 or 5 times, and they're exhausted. They want to be home with their families. So that's my gripe.
Yeah, I just don't know. You know, it's such a difficult situation for, I mean, everybody. And as much as, you know, you have people saying, we need to get out of there right now, and then you have people like, well, no, we can get out there, it's a complete mess. There are very valid points to, you know, both sides of the situation over there. But that's a good point on your side.
Yeah, there's a drop point where, you know, we need to go over there, do what we got to do, let them get situated, and then we need to move out. How about our own people over here? We have so much going over on in our own country. It's ridiculous. Look at Katrina. Where were they? How long did it take them to get over there? But yet, they had how many millions of troops over in Iraq and Afghanistan within weeks?
Well, hundreds of thousands, yeah.
You know, bureaucracy is a nice way of saying bull blank.
Yeah, I think everyone is legitimately tired from, you know, from the war, and obviously we've lost too many good men over there. But it's just, you know, it's one of those things that, you know, we're in it and we're just...
Time that people need to stop letting the government run their world and have the people take over. And that's the bottom line.
Well, thanks for calling in today. We appreciate it.
You too.
See you later. 539-9750 or 238-0975. It's election day, so we thought we'd open up the phones for whatever you want to talk about, since we're all about democracy on this show, too. So we'll let you decide. Go ahead.
We can't pull our troops out yet, because if we're not occupying Iraq, Iran will, and then we're going to be a lot worse off.
All right.
But the corporations!
Yeah, and their corporation buildings, and they're all corporations.
McDonald's and whatnot.
That's a good Team America line. Yeah, it's just a mess that I think we're dealing with for a while. So
yeah, we're in it for the long haul.
Yep, it's just...
And it's sad to see so many troops die, but it's better off us being there right now than Iran taking over and having a bigger war.
Yeah, hopefully, we can just hope that, you know, tactics and strategy improves over there for, you know, for the generals and everyone, to put everyone in the right place so that things can at least slow down a little bit. That's all we can hope for.
Thanks.
See ya. 539-9750 or 238-0975. You can talk about Election Day. You know, are you going to go vote?
No, I've looked at all of them, and I don't want to vote for any of them.
So you're just abstaining?
Yep.
You should go write me in to all the for all the spots. Just
you think you'll get, like, state representative?
God, I hope not.
Oh, goodness.
Luckily, there's only, like, 8 people that listen to this show, so we're cool. We're cool. No worries.
We're at Junction City Goodies. Have you ever heard of it?
Yeah, I've heard of Goodies. Yeah, yeah, I know Goodies. Yeah,
yeah, we're big. All of us, we play the radio here at work, and so we're big fans.
Well, thanks for listening. We appreciate it.
You've got like 12 people that listen to you.
Wow, Chris, you see that? We're making progress, man.
All right, y'all have a good day.
You too.
All right, bye.
We'll be at a couple dozen before you know it.
Keep dreaming.